Hi there, and welcome to the Man in the Van podcast, your regular audio drive time companion, where our main aim is education through a conversation. Through our conversations, delve deep into all things related to the tradesperson contracting community, from news to education to industry happenings, helping you do better business while building a better and improved South African tradesmen and women contracting community. Thanks for tuning in. Let's start the conversation.
It's another warm, hearty welcome to our audience, to you, the listener out there. In today's episode, we're going to have a discussion about failing forward, losing, making mistakes, and going through tough times. We don't always realize the value of the lessons that we learn when these things occur, because we stare ourselves blind against the actual failure. I have with me in studio again, as usual, for these kind of themes and topics and subjects of discussion, Mr. Anton Venter. Anton, thanks a stack for joining me in studio today.
Yes, thank you, Willem. It's so nice to be here again. Thank you for having invited me, and welcome to everybody out there. Let's have a lucky few minutes together.
Just before we give our guests the opportunity to introduce themselves, have a listen to this. We'd like to remind our audience that this episode is proudly brought to you by Articulated Plumber. This year, various role players in the plumbing industry will gather once more for an ultimate boxing showdown, and it's all in the name of charity.
Yes, the plumbing industry is gearing up for this year's Champions for Charity boxing match.
This white-collar boxing event will ultimately see various average Joes step into the ring and give boxing a bash.
If you want to find out more about sponsorships or want to get involved, please email c4c@pirb.co.za for more.
Anton, we've done quite a few podcasts before, or together before. Just a quick reminder to our audience of who they're listening to.
Yes, my name's Anton Venter. I'm a developer of people. So I'm the head of the School of Leadership, and I'm a leadership consultant. And my role is to help people unleash their potential. So unlock their own potential to become the people they were created to be so that they could make the maximum impact on the world around them. That's what I'm all about. So I do it in various ways. And it's a privilege to be here to be able to contribute in this way as well.
Awesome. So we're talking about failing, Anton, and failing forward. If we can say that this is the name of this episode, is failing forward.
That's right.
Everyone makes mistakes.
Yes.
There's got to be a time in our lives that we fail at something, or that we go through difficult times, that we face tough challenges, and we have to deal with these things.
Yes.
And many times. And in fact, in most of the time, in my case, I'm guilty of that I stare myself blind in the problem.
Yes.
In the actual tough times, in the actual challenge that I'm facing. If I have failed at something, I look at the failure rather than what I've learned from it. And, yes. And in that way, I sort of stop and block myself from growing and developing. Mm. What is failure? How can we define it to the audience, to the listener out there?
Well, first of all, Willem, I just want to say that feeling that you just described, that is normal. That's normal human behavior. Normally, when we get some kind of major setback in life, that is how we respond. You know, it really puts us back. That is why this session that we're speaking about is important, because it takes a conscious decision to actually get over your failures, you know, to stand up after you've been knocked down. It's not easy. And we tend to, in life, focus on the negative, focus on the hardship, instead of focus on the opportunity. And that is what failure is. Failure is actually an opportunity to learn and to grow, to become a better person. And it's not avoidable. Every single person is going to go through it at some stage. You are going to go through hardship. Mm. You know, if your life is just easy the whole time, if things are just lacquer, then you are probably just sitting in a house somewhere, locked up, not getting out any contact with other people, and someone is feeding you. There's actually a name for it. It's called solitary confinement in prison. Right. That is where you get that. Apart from that, life is hard. You know, you are going to have difficult times that you're going to go through it. And we have to understand, we can't avoid it. Furthermore, people don't understand, failure is not a single event. It's a process of growth. I am going to keep on having ups and highs in life. There's going to be times where things are great, and there's going to be times where things are tough. That's just how it is. It is how I deal with those tough times that define me and that help me become a better person. Furthermore, I got to understand that our failure is actually objective. Mm. Or subjective. It's not objective.
Subjective.
Right. In other words, what's failure for one person could be success for another. Mm. For example, a kid is studying for academic results. So his goal is to get 80%. So he's working extremely hard to try and get 80%. Now he doesn't get 80%, he gets 76%. Mm. So he's totally upset now because I didn't reach my goal. Mm. For another child, 76% is fantastic. He would be excited by the 76%.
It would have been for me.
But this person now sees it as failure. So it's very subjective as well. And sometimes we just need to take our eyes off ourselves and get out of our shoes. The other thing is, it is reversible. Okay, so it is not permanent. We have to understand it. So even if you are in the toughest of the toughest of the toughest place in your life that you've ever been, you need to know it is going to get better. Right, those tough times do not last. It's tough people that do. Hmm. So your failure, it is not permanent, remember that. And then finally, it is not a stigma. Right, I know the media, social media, and the world out there creates an image for us that we try to aspire to of these perfect people, you know, who never suffer failure. And unfortunately, those things do not exist. Hmm. Every single human being on this planet goes through times where they fail. Even the richest guys have gone through times where they failed. You know, and I'll give you a lot of examples of that as well. But we mustn't allow my failure to stigmatize me.
Hmm. Who was it that developed the light bulb?
It was Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison. How many times did he fail?
1,500 times.
He failed 1,500 times. Yes. And today we cannot live without the light bulb
in
our house.
When they asked him, you know, so he developed the light bulb, I think it was on try number 1,530 or something like that. And then they asked him, so how did you keep on going when you failed so many times? And his answer was, I didn't fail once. Mm. I invented the light bulb. It was just a 1,500 step process. Right.
1,500 lessons learned.
Yes.
What have I done wrong the previous time? Let's not do it again this time.
Yeah.
It's always so interesting, Anton. And the fact is, I've said to when we started off with this conversation, I said to you that I am guilty of, you know, I stare myself blind into the actual problem, into whatever I have failed at or whatever challenge or difficulty I'm facing, I tend to just focus on that completely. You said that everybody experience failures.
Yes.
And even the most successful people, we just spoke about Thomas Edison. The fact that today in the 21st century, we cannot live without the light bulbs in our homes, our businesses, our offices.
Yeah.
I mean, from a light bulb that he developed, we have light LED screens on our computers, our cell phones, you know, our tablets at home. Everything evolved from a light bulb that even the most successful person like Thomas Edison, he failed 1,500 times.
Mm.
Do you, what other examples can we look at people who have highly successful people that have failed?
Willem, there are countless examples. Some of the richest guys in the world have been bankrupt a few times. Someone like Richard Branson failed at so many different projects. But what I want to say to you is that every single thing that's been invented on this planet has been invented because there was a problem.
Mm.
So someone had a problem and then they found a solution. So my failure, which is my problem, quite often lead to the solution. That is how I must think. That is why the concept of failing forward means I find a solution to the problem. But let me give you some examples of guys. You know, Mozart, Amadeus Mozart, the most famous composer of all time. After his first symphony, he was told by the Kaiser Friedrich whatever, which was the ruler of his country, that his music was too noisy. Okay. Vincent van Gogh. Right, one of the most famous painters in the history of mankind. In his lifetime, he only sold one painting.
Oh my goodness.
All the rest of his paintings were regarded as rubbish. Only after his death that people started thinking, okay, this is actually good. You know, Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein was dyslexic, right? He struggled to read. At school, his teacher told him, you're not going to amount to much, you're too stupid. And I mean, Albert Einstein is the guy that we know today as the smartest man in the
Of modern day science.
Absolutely. In this world of sports, you got a guy like Babe Ruth. You know, Babe Ruth holds the world record for the most home runs in history. So in his career, he scored 714 home runs. But what people don't know is that he holds a second world record, which is the most strikeouts as well. So he struck out 1,330 times, but he scored 714 home runs. People only remember the home runs. Imagine getting out without scoring anything 1,330 times.
Babe Ruth, the baseball player.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's remembered as the greatest we had. Okay, Walt Disney, in his first job, he was a journalist. So he studied journalism, he became a journalist. His editor for his first job fired him because there was a lack of creativity. He told Walt Disney, you have no creative ideas. And I mean, this is the father of creativity these days. Hey? Just imagine that we're living without Disney World.
If he had to believe that he is a failure and that he's not good enough,
then the whole world would have suffered.
And that the job that he had failed at, you know, his first employer who told him, you're not good enough. Imagine that he had stopped doing what he did.
Exactly. And that is what the enemy does. It makes us believe that we are the failure, that the problem's with us. You know, and then the final example I want to give you, because I'm talking to business guys, Henry Ford, the owner, the founder of the Ford Motor Company, he went bankrupt 5 times before he succeeded. Okay, 5 times. So as businessmen, that's something to learn from. You know, there's a good chance that my first business will not succeed, a very good chance. But then I take the lessons I learn in the process and I apply it to the second time that we do.
Anton, can I mention an example?
Yeah, please.
Elon Musk.
Yeah.
South African guy who's an American now, taking Tesla. The lead in electrical cars, Tesla Motors, as well as taking the lead in the space race or space exploration, space travel. I mean, how many times did he fail with his reusable rockets?
Yeah.
And he is the first person to succeed in achieving that. And he made a blatant statement. He said, I will achieve. Mm. I will prove to everyone that my theory of the fact that you can have a reusable shuttle, a reusable space rocket, I will achieve that. And he failed. He failed again and again. And these are, I almost want to call it, hundreds of millions of dollars in value worth in currency, and that was lost every time that there was a failure.
Yes.
But the fact is, he eventually succeeded.
That's
the first.
He was
a pioneer in doing that.
Yes. You know, and the thing about Elon Musk is I heard the other day he lost something like $3 billion in a day when the share's price collapsed. And that didn't stop him. He just picked it up again. And now,
Just before we continue the conversation, have a listen to this.
Introducing the Plumbing Industry Registration Board Company Registration Portal. Now you can register your company to have access to more benefits, including purchasing and allocating certificates of compliance to your PRB registered employees. Visit www.pirb.co.za to find out more information.
Plumber training has never been easier with articulated plumber courses. Enroll now to upskill yourself at your own pace and earn CPD points. Our informative and easy to follow courses can be found on iopsitraining.co.za. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Articulated Plumber.
Life is hard.
Yes,
even for the likes of the Richard Bransons and the Elon Musks. But some people start way behind in this race of life.
Yeah. No, it is true. You know, Willem, life is not fair. Some guys have got circumstances that just puts them on the back foot from the beginning. And other guys, it almost feels like they have this advantage in life. And we got to understand it. But let's just distinguish between a problem and a fact of life. A problem is something that can be solved. Mm. A fact of life is something that I must accept.
Mm.
Okay, but even with my facts of life, I can make a success. For example, there's a guy called Nick Vujicic, right? This guy has no arms and he has no legs. He was born without arms and legs. He is a multimillionaire today as a motivational speaker, traveling around the world, speaking to people about having a positive attitude. Understand, he took that situation that he had and he turned it around to make it work for him. And that is what we got to understand. You often sit and you look at your situation and you think, no, I can't. You see, you either use that situation as an excuse or use it as motivation.
Mm.
There's a beautiful story that I just want to share with you about two sons. They were twins, two boys. Mm. And their father was an alcoholic. And the one son turned out to be extremely successful. You know, he made such a difference in the lives of other people. He became extremely rich and wealthy. And the other son became an alcoholic, bankrupt, basically a dropout. And they asked the two guys, you know, what was the secret? What happened to you? How did this happen?
How did you get to where you are today? How did to the one brother?
Both of them gave the same answer. They both said, my father was an alcoholic. So the one used that as motivation not to be like that. And the other one used this as an excuse of, this is why I am like I am. And that is what we have to remember. We shouldn't use our circumstances as an excuse. Okay, because we are often our own biggest enemies.
Correct.
Okay, we have to understand it. And if I really want to become successful, I need to do the following. First of all, I have to get to know myself. So if I really want to deal with the failure, the disappointments, or the things that go wrong in my life, the guy I start with is myself. I have to look at myself. I have to critically analyze myself. I must be able to find where I go wrong. Mm. Okay. So I must look objectively. I must admit my flaws, because we all have flaws. Okay. Not one of us are perfect. Mm-mm. It's not your flaws or your weaknesses that make you who you are. It's your strengths. Mm. But we do have flaws. Okay. So I need to discover my strengths and I need to build them. Secondly, we need to get over ourselves. Okay, everyone else have got over us. So stop focusing on yourself so much and stop taking yourself so seriously. And then thirdly, put others first. You know, when I do that, then I can overcome. Mm. But the moment my eyes are just on myself and I am the selfish person, which is just, it's just about me the whole time, then I lose perspective about life. And then it's very difficult to rebound from failure.
Anton, so let's say you've put your circumstances behind you and you're applying all the right methods and doing all the right things, and then disaster strikes again.
Yep.
And I fail. I mean, how can this be a good thing? How can this be something positive?
It's only a good thing if you learn from it, Willem. Okay, so that's what we got to remember. While you're in that moment, it's never going to feel like a good thing. But retrospectively, you look back at those tough times in your life and you realize, but hang on, that is the place where I learned. You know, in my life, there were a lot of times where I went through extremely tough experiences that left their marks on me, if I can put it that way, that left the scars. And if I look back at those times, I grew so much as a human being during those difficult times. So yes, sometimes I'm going to fail again and fail again and fail again. If I just keep on doing the same thing every time, then obviously I'm going to fail again. That's called insanity. So if I keep on doing the same thing, expecting a different result, it's insanity.
Yeah.
So what do I have to do? I have to learn from what I just did. So if I did something and I wasn't successful, then let me try again. But before I try again, let's just see what can we change. Mm-hmm. So what lesson do I take from the previous lesson? Because in life, there are no mistakes. It's only lessons. Mm. I need to remember that. And I choose to learn the lesson or not. That's really how simple it is. So I typically, to learn, I have to ask myself, what was the cause of this? Was it truly failure, or did I just fall short? Because that's quite often what happens. You know, we just don't get to that final line. What wins can I find in that loss? So were there some things that I could learn positively? Can I be grateful for that experience? Which is very difficult when things are going very tough. It's very, very difficult to be grateful. But how do I turn this into a success? How do I turn it into a positive environment? Understand? That is how I fell forward. I need to look at this thing that just happened. I need to analyze it. I need to analyze myself. I need to find the lesson. And then I need to apply the lesson. It must turn into action.
The key is just to try again and try again.
No. The key is to get up, learn, and then try again. So I first of all, I must make a conscious decision to get back up on my feet. Then I have to analyze what went wrong. I must learn from the past. Then I must take those lessons. I must apply to the present. And then I must get going. So then I must redo.
But what if you fail again then, after that?
Then you learn again. Okay. But the thing here, Willem, is you have to learn. And you have to change. Okay, so I cannot just do the same thing the whole time. So for me, the whole point of failing forward is really the fact that I need to, first of all, understand the fact that if I don't want to fail, it's easy. Then I must just not do anything. Okay, so if I just sit at home or in that cell in individual confinement where no one is touching me, then it's very easy not to fail because I'm not trying. But when I'm out there and I'm trying to do things, there's always a chance of failure. You know, so in life, it's going to happen that I'm not successful at what I try. Mm. I am going to suffer rejection at times. I'm going to suffer hurt from people. You know, and I have to learn to get over it. I mean, you know, in my life, how I react when it feels to me like people reject me. You know, it upsets me when it feels like these guys don't really see the value I'm trying to bring to the table, you know. And I had to learn to develop a thicker skin, not to allow that to upset me. It's really, that's how it is. I cannot let these arrows get through my armor because that's how the enemy attacks us.
Yeah.
Okay. And if the arrow gets through, then it takes me off the path to the mission. Okay. So I've got a certain purpose in life. My purpose is to become the best person I could possibly be, to become the person I was created to be, so that I could make the maximum impact in the world. The only way I can become that is by learning and by growing and by trying. If I sit on my butt, my chances of success is zero. Chances of failure also. Chances of success is zero.
Just before we continue the conversation, have a listen to this.
Don't forget to download the all-new and improved App Plumber from the Google Play Store. All your plumbing solutions are just a click away, exclusively for Android users.
At Advanced Valves, respect and integrity are our core values. This means our products have been manufactured with the proud plumber in mind, the one who does not compromise on quality, the proud plumber who saves his customers money and time. You, who values the importance of using SABS-approved products. Visit your nearest plumbing store to purchase SA's preferred valve brand. Advanced Valves, your trusted leader in building your reputation. Also available on App Plumber.
We're drawing to a close of this episode, but just to wrap this up, you've spoken quite a few times, and I know that we are running out of time, but I just want to quickly mention this, that many times you've spoken to the courses that you take young people on and that you take them out of their comfort zones.
That's correct.
And you know, that the fact is that when you say you're taking them out of their comfort zone, it means that you expose them to things that they are not comfortable with.
Correct.
That they are not used to.
Yes.
That they may not succeed in.
Yes.
In other words, they may have failure.
Yes.
And the purpose why you do that on your course, on your camps and your courses that you take these young people on, is to let them grow and
correct.
Develop.
You simulate life, Willem, because life is going to be like that. You see, your comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing grows there.
Mm-hmm.
The only way you're going to grow is by getting out of that comfort zone. So on the camps and things, we simulate life. So we take these pupils through this program where we give them an opportunity to grow, to become better people. Because the big thing here, the big difference maker in life is my character. If I am a person of a strong character, then I will overcome failure. I will overcome the setback. I will overcome the thing that's in my path. Because inside, I am strong. I keep on going. And those are lessons that we teach kids. We are supposed to develop that in a young person. We're supposed to teach them how to live life. It doesn't happen by itself.
Powerful words, Anton, to close off this episode. And I really do hope that you, the listener out there, that this has carried the same kind of value that it does to me. And that you can take this information that's been shared with you, that Anton has shared with you now, and apply that in your life, in your business, in your career, whether you're a plumber or any other skilled trade person or any other career for that matter. Anton, thanks a stack for coming in today, for your time, your effort, and obviously for the valuable information. One last word of motivation to our audience.
Thank you, Willem. Yes, thank you, everyone. I just want to say, you know, for you to become successful in life, the important thing is that you learn to lead your life first. So you need to become somebody that you are proud of. And you need to live your life like the person you want to be. That is where it all starts. And that is very, very simple to get it right. Just take that first step, make the decision, and start living like that. I want to encourage you. Thank you very much for the opportunity we had to chat again. We'll speak to you again soon.
Thanks a stack, Anton. And lastly, thanks a stack to our audience. We'll definitely speak to you again next time.
Just before we say goodbye, have a listen to this.
Are you a tradesperson or a trading company that is looking for a platform to market your services? Let Articulated speed up the process for you. You can use our podcast to sell your services. Email us for a quote at organizer@articulated.co.za. You can also visit our website at www.articulated.co.za.
We'd like to encourage our audience to follow Articulated Plumber on Instagram and Facebook, not only to find out more about the Man in the Van podcast, but also to learn more about any exciting and interesting news that we may have. Our handle on both Instagram and Facebook is Articulated Plumber. Finally, it's time to switch off this engine. Cheerio.
Man in the Van podcast, your regular audio drive time companion.